I'm Norman. Stephanie's over yonder, and also with us today is the ebullient Trevor Stevenson. You can
Hello.
Talk.
Hello. Now I can talk, right. I thought I was on mute.
Yeah. The curtains okay. Have parted.
The ebullient, the scintillating.
Well, happy midday. It's good to be here, and I got my exercise running down the block. Right.
And you made it. We were just working out what music we might hear this next half an hour.
Well, St. Matthew, since that's what we've been doing at Madison Bach Musicians for many, many weeks now. So we're doing the St. Matthew Passion, the complete thing. Two nights in a row, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So as we're finding out, you know, just rehearsing it, running through it is immense. You know, it's close to 3 hours, two and three quarters hours of music. But it is so exciting. You know, Bach really puts you in a spell with his storytelling in the piece, and so it doesn't seem nearly so long. It is a fabric from first note to last, and I was just thinking in the car on the way over about how beautifully paced the whole thing is, too. It, you know, he has you moving quickly through some of the dramatic scenes, and there's narration that always frames it from the evangelist. And then the arias are moments of reflection where the soul of the crowd basically is responding to this, and that kind of lets you regroup, and then you're thrown back into the action. It's really the greatest movie ever made. It's just pre-movies, you know.
I think we can be glad maybe that he didn't work for the movies.
Exactly.
Actually.
Yeah. Right.
There's something more pure about just hearing and seeing the performers. This is such a big work, Trevor. Do we know the occasion for which Bach wrote it?
Yes, he actually... they're pretty sure now that in 1727, after he'd been at Leipzig for a few years and was also writing pretty much a cantata a week during this period. He was also writing the St. Matthew Passion and had already written the St. John Passion during his first 2 years at Leipzig. So this was his second 2 years. And we really don't know how this was done because, I mean, if you start late, they had 24 hours in the day.
He must have never slept. You know? He had to copy out all those parts by hand.
Some of it by candlelight, we assume.
Yeah, and it's by candlelight, and it is truly a Herculean task that he set himself. So in 1727, this appeared on the Good Friday program. So the same, remember that during Lent in the Lutheran church year, there was no concerted music in the church. And so that was 40 days of just maybe a few hymns and things like that, but no cantatas or anything like that. And then on Good Friday at Vesper service in the afternoon, the St. Matthew Passion would have appeared at Bach's church in 1727. They would have done the first half and then a sermon, probably an hour, hour and a half. We don't know. There might have been a big meal in all of this, too. You know, it was
I don't know. That would be risky, you know.
Right. I think it was probably a full six to seven hour event like that, and then followed by the second half of the St. Matthew. And it's the telling of Jesus's, betrayal, arrest, his trial, and the crucifixion, and it leaves you in the grave at the crucifixion.
It is about the suffering. It's not about the resurrection. He deals with that in
that's the Easter service, right. So the idea is to really emphasize the descent.
On Friday, on Easter, you get the happier sequel.
Exactly. Well, Bach was very good at doing text painting. Is there much text painting? I mean, depicting this suffering and so forth in this particular piece?
I mean, of course, I mean, just the most basic elements of it, you know, falling motives and sighing. One of the ones that comes to mind, it's a very strong example, is when Peter has denied Jesus for a third time. Remember, you know, Peter is enthusiastic beyond belief. He says, I will stay with you no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And Jesus kind of says, I admire your enthusiasm, but there's no way you're going to be able to hold out when the pressure really comes, right? Which it will, right? When the soldiers show up and all of that. Anyway, so Peter does, he blows it three times, right? He denies Jesus three times. And when this happens, the narrator steps back in. This is Matthew, right? Steps back in and says that Peter goes out and weeps bitterly. And to describe Peter's weeping bitterly, the tonality, the sense of tonic is lost completely, right? Like that. There is a moment there where you cannot tell what key it's in. The line is so all over the map. Hmm. And then it finally settles into a very dark key. And then the first cut we're going to hear, which is Erbarme dich, Lord have mercy on me, comes in as an aria commenting on that. So that's text painting. Around the same thing, when Jesus first tells the disciples that the flock will scatter when I'm captured, you'll all disperse. And they come back with saying, oh no, we're right with you. That's an E major. And the parishioners come in with a chorale in E major, saying, I'll always be there for you. And then when Jesus follows that up with, not only will the flock be scattered, but one of you will betray me. You know, like the betrayal's coming from the inside on this, like that. The same chorale comes back a half step lower, like that. So wow. Right, and yes, from E major down into E flat, and it's starting. It's doubt. It's a descending into, oh well, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. So anyway, so those are the. I mean, there's all sorts there, of
loads and loads
there.
Of examples.
Yeah.
So, why don't we hear that example you were just talking about, the Erbarme dich?
Yeah.
Now you have a wonderful lineup of soloists. Who is performing this particular piece?
This is a mezzo soprano, Consuelo Sanudo. And this is in the key of B minor, one of Bach's favorite keys, and the one of the Mass. And so she'll be singing the Erbarme dich, the Lord have mercy, the response to Peter's failure to be supportive. And then Kangwon Kim will be playing Baroque violin, and this is a very florid, what we call violin obbligato, that goes along with the singer.
Oh, it's almost an equal duet there, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's a beautiful dropping bass line in this, kind of a Roman bass line. Very, very touching work.
And this is from last night's rehearsal.
From
the
last
Madison Bach
CD is hot.
St. Matthew Passion.
St. Matthew Passion of Bach. well, has all the soul you could want, and certainly pretty tone.
Very, very sad. It's incredibly sad. It is. I like that. Sometimes it's played around a little on the quick side. I like the tempo they're doing there with it. It is really sad and wistful, you know. So that was Kangwon Kim playing Baroque violin. Well, that means it's with a very lightweight bow that articulates very easily and with gut strings. So that no metal E string. And that also, the gut string is just much more supple than a metal string. So it's more like a human voice in the hands of the right player.
Well, with Bach, it was all about the voice, wasn't it? Whether it was an instrument that sounded like the human voice or the human voice itself.
Speaking of voices, that was Consuelo Sanuda. She's the mezzo-soprano singing that Erbarmadich, Have Mercy, from the St. Matthew Passion of Johann Sebastian Bach. And we're talking with Trevor Stevenson, who is the artistic director of the Madison Bach Musicians, and they'll be performing the entire piece on period instruments twice this weekend, once on Good Friday and once on Holy Saturday in Madison at the First Unitarian
in the new auditorium there, which seats about 500, and it's very live space, so we're excited.
Everybody's been raving about the acoustics in that space. Are you finding it to be amenable to this piece?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice for period instruments because you just kind of do something and it goes. We're working on, it tends to eat up the consonants in our words, so that's what we're working on. You know what I mean?
Well, German is good for supplying consonants.
Right,
so.
So, you know, every space has some challenge to it, you know, and so that, but it, we are loving playing there, and it's the right feel for it. And there's even a perfect little balcony where the boy choir from Madison Youth Choir, so it'll be 12 soprano boys who will come in with the, you know, with the chorale and the first movement, and then the movement right before the intermission. The chorale comes soaring in over the clockwork universe of the other instruments.
They do that cantus firmus, so. Kind of in a beautiful, pure sound.
Right, it is. And it's just, there's something about the boy sopranos and like unison that it brings tears. You know, but you have to keep playing if you're in the orchestra.
That's the problem.
Yeah, and speaking of playing, are you conducting the whole ensemble from the harpsichord?
I'm not. A graduate student at UW, Ching Chun Lai, who's a doctoral student in conducting, is leading most of the movements. Some of these movements, like the Erbarmadich you just heard, are not conducted. Those
Smaller ensemble.
Right. Mm. And then anything that where it's, especially when there's two choruses, we haven't talked about that, but it's a double chorus and a double orchestra, and we have them separated somewhat. They have to talk to each other, and all these responses, sometimes very intricate, it's just too complicated, and it takes a conductor to pull it together, and she's doing a great job. So that's Ching Chun Lai will be at the rostrum.
And speaking of the chorale pieces, we were talking about the boy choirs coming in, the double choir. This piece is riddled with, that's not the right word, it's rich, it's larded with chorale pieces.
It is, right. These chorales, and of course these chorale tunes, Bach's congregation would have known all these tunes. They would have heard them, you know, sung them many times a year. And I've just found in my reading that the chorale tune that the boys sing in the first movement is the chorale tune that would have closed the previous service.
It's Bach's
way of linking it up, you know. It's like, you know, so yeah. Anyway,
it was all about, not all of it, but structure was so important in the 18th century. I mean, everything right down to things that would never be apparent to the listener. Structure.
Right. And just as they went through their day, to have that tune reappear again, you know, woven into this incredibly complex first movement would have been a thrill for them, right? And probably would have even been amused, you know.
Chorale is this?
We're going to hear Was mein Gott will, what the Lord wants to achieve, he will achieve. This will be sung by everybody. So our two choirs are each 8 singers apiece, all professional singers, so 8 plus 8, and then both orchestras playing. The chorales are always a moment of, like, you know, the pillar. They're
it's kind of an anchor.
Right. Yeah. To hold everything together like that. And then you'll go back into the most, you know, intricate fineries of the evangelist or of the action. Remember Bach's got like five different levels going here between the narrator, who is the link to the audience, and then the action, that the historical action that occurs, yes, like that. That's back to that movie thing. There is all these, time frames or time skips that are going on. So, but the chorales bring you right into the present moment like that. So we'll do this one here.
Chorale recorded just last night
in
rehearsal for the upcoming performances of Bach's St. Matthew Passion by the Madison Bach Musicians.
Great.
Our guest is Trevor Stevenson. That was Was mein Gott will.
Mm-hmm. What the Lord wishes to achieve, he will achieve. It's a beautiful chorale. It's actually not the signature chorale for the entire St. Matthew, which is O Sacred Head Now Wounded, mm-hmm, which comes back in, I think, almost six different keys in within the work like that, and always with different words. But this is another one of the chorales that they would have known, and is a link between scenes kind of thing, or an anchor, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can hear more between now and the quiz question time, I think. So let's see, what else should we sample from St. Matthew?
Let's do a soprano recit and aria. This is Rachel E.D. Warwick, who lives here in Madison, is a high soprano, and Bach uses every voice type, high soprano, mezzo, alto, tenors and basses, all for the different solos. And this one, again, this is these recits and arias that are linked together are, I would call them, the kind of personal response of the parishioner who's witnessing the story of the betrayal and the crucifixion. And in this one, she's saying, my heart swims in tears because Jesus will be leaving, but I rejoice in the testament. His flesh and blood are a treasure bequeathed into my own hands. And then the aria is, I want to give my heart, sink it in for my salvation. I will immerse myself in you, O Jesus. If for you the world is too small, oh, then in me alone you shall be more than earth and heaven. And this idea of the soul of the parishioner integrating with the story physically, in the poetic metaphors, is what will seal the entire evening in the aria for bass called Machadich, in which the summation of all of this is that I want to bury Jesus in my heart, meaning I want to absorb this story fully like that. So it's interesting that this colorful language appears again and again. So this is Rachel E.D. Warwick with two oboes as backup, and then plus the continuo, the organ and cello and bass. Right, that
it just floats such up there, doesn't it?
Such a jaunty little German dance there in the midst of all this trouble that's going to happen. And that was also Stanley King and Curtis Foster playing oboes. Those are Baroque oboes behind her, behind Rachel Edie Warwick on soprano. So it's like the band in the park kind of a sound. To it.
Well, we almost forget, don't we, sometimes with all of the cantatas and everything that Bach was German, and he was soaking up German music all his life.
Right, absolutely. He's not afraid to bring it into one of these. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, when over the course of, what, 2¾ hours, you'd want to bring in a little bit of
right.
We do have one more piece we'd like to sneak in between now and the quiz question.
We're going to end with a storm.
Right, right. And this spooky, like a strange calm right before the storm. This is after Jesus has been captured and taken away. And the text is, now my Jesus is captured. Nun ist mein Jesus gefangen. And this is a duet for soprano and alto. It'd be Mimi Fulmer, soprano, and Consuelo Sanudo on alto. And there's no continuo in this duet. There's no bass here. It's all, it's these high strings and oboes and flutes, you know, and it's just like these clouds that are forming like that. And then out of nowhere, it's joined to our lightning and thunder, you know, no longer on the earth. Is there nothing that can stop something like this from happening? And then both choruses come in full bore. And it lasts just a few minutes, but it's really a trip. This is toward the end of the first half of the St. Matthew Passion.
as you say, Trevor, very theatrical stuff.
We're talking about opera, right?
Yeah, yeah, in some ways, even more special effect oriented than opera.
Yeah, right. I love in the middle of that lightning and thunder chorus that he just stops everything and then modulates to F sharp.
Switches to another key.
With no apology.
The sun comes through.
Boom, right, in your face. We've all heard this piece and all that, but imagine Bach's, you know, the parishioners of the church and Good Friday, you know, first time out. And there were people who didn't like this. And people thought this is, if you're going to do opera, do it in the opera house, but don't bring it in here. But so Bach was really pushing the envelope with this. And of course, he never wrote an opera, but I think it's because, as I said to you before, he believed there's only one subject appropriate for an opera, and that's this one. So here it comes, you know. So that was the Madison Bach Musicians, and that was, 16 singers singing that, and an orchestra of about 30. Something like that. So,
well, thanks for stopping by. We know you have to be at a rehearsal in 20 minutes across town,
so
we will not linger with you. And we have this quiz question to do, which we'll do shortly, and all of that. But Bach, St. Matthew Passion, Bach, Madison, the Madison Bach Musicians performing Friday night and Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the new annex to the Unitarian Meeting House.
Absolutely.
You can find more information at madisonbachmusicians.org, and there are tickets available at a number of outlets. You can find that information on the website. You can also find Trevor Stevenson's website at trevorstevenson.com. That's with a P-H and an S-O-N.
My whole life I said that's with a P-H.
Thank you very much for stopping by and sharing this wonderful music with us today, Trevor.
My pleasure. It was fun. Thank you.